Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
High-speed motorcycle pursuit ends in crash. Two dead near spotted horse. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A motorcycle pursuit in Campbell County ended in tragedy Friday night, claiming the lives of two people. According to Undersheriff Quentin Reynolds, the incident began shortly before 8 p.m. when a Campbell County Sheriff's deputy spotted a 2007 Kawasaki motorcycle traveling north of Gillette on Highway 1416 at over 104 miles per hour in a posted 70 mile per hour zone. The rider, identified as 43-year-old Jonathan W. Townsend of Gillette, failed to stop and increased its speed to speeds exceeding 130 miles per hour after the deputy turned and followed the motorcycle and activated emergency lights and sirens. A pursuit ensued, stretching more than 30 miles north of Gillette. Reynolds said the deputy observed reckless driving behavior during the 15-minute pursuit. Near the Spotted Horse Bar at mile marker 69, Townsend failed to navigate a turn and lost control of the motorcycle, crashing into a ditch. Campbell County Coroner Paul Wallum confirmed both Townsend and his passenger, 44-year-old Amber M. Cisneros, were ejected and pronounced deceased at the scene. Cisneros had recently returned to Gillette after living in Las Vegas. The Wyoming Highway Patrol took over the investigation of the crash. Kraken moves headquarters to Cheyenne, Wyoming, citing crypto-friendly environment. A major player in the cryptocurrency world is now calling Wyoming home. Kraken, a digital asset exchange valued at nearly $3 billion, has officially moved its headquarters to Cheyenne after leaving California nearly 3 years ago. The move is being hailed as a big win for Wyoming's digital economy. Former state representative Tyler Lindholm says Kraken is now the largest company headquartered in the state, larger than any mining operation. Kraken Financial CEO Trevor Rutter cited Wyoming's strong regulatory clarity, innovation, and respect for individual liberty as key reasons for the move. He praised the state's leadership in digital assets and its pioneering special purpose depository institution framework. The company has had a quiet presence in Wyoming since 2020, sponsoring local events like Cheyenne Frontier Days and supporting the University of Wyoming's blockchain efforts. State lawmakers say Kraken's move is further proof that Wyoming's forward-thinking digital asset laws are attracting global attention and global companies. That's it for your Basin Radio Network News. I'm Terry Shalane.